There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Tim Banal is the news director of CoastToCoastAM.com. You may know him as the host and creator of the podcast Banal of America. He also covers the paranormal news beat for us, writing most of the original articles that you see during the week. And every Friday, he's been joining us here at the start of the show with a roundup of some of the most fascinating stories from the last week and helping us put like a little capstone on those stories. Let's bring up Tim. Good evening, Tim.
How you doing, Ian? It's great to be back. Great to be talking to you again tonight. Hope you had a great week.
I had a terrific week, and I've been reading this book all week, Strange Stars, about the way that science fiction mainstreamed and pop music had decided to deviate from the mainstream and become more like science fiction. It's a really cool book, and we'll be talking about some of the most famous examples of that and how they were directly impacted by science fiction in a minute. But do you like that period of the sort of the late 60s, 70s period of music?
Yeah, I'm a big classic rock fan for sure. Yeah, absolutely.
So if you had to name a song which you thought was based on a science fiction story, one which was maybe even in and of itself a science fiction song, a song completely like a self-contained little science fiction narrative in a song, can you think of one?
Yeah, there's one that I really love. I hope it kind of fits the bill. Creedence Clearwater Revival. It came out of the sky. It's about a UFO crash.
Yeah. See, now that's interesting. So this is, I'll ask Jason about that because I'm not sure I heard him mention that, but I do like that story. And so that'll be one we'll get to. But I mean, some of the things that we'll be talking about coming up are songs which I have known always and did not realize in a way. I didn't connect the dots like he does in how the artists were reading a science fiction novel and then decided to put that into a song. And then on the other side of that, too, I believe so much of that influenced actual science. And we'll get back to that coming up in just a second. But let's find out what were the big stories this week at CoastToCoastAM.com, Tim, that some people may have missed and they need to take a look at when they go to CoastToCoastAM.com tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess you could call these Banal's best bits. These are the
I love that. That sounds great. Okay.
So these are sort of like my three favorite. And we set it up on the Coast to Coast AM website where you can go and find these. I'll sort of guide people as we go along. So at the number 3 spot in the carousel is a really amusing story I found. I kind of picked this one out in the sense that I thought you'd get a chuckle out of it. A man in England, he's in trouble with the law. He broke up with his fiance. Marriage fell apart. And well, the planned marriage, of course. And he's been trying to get back together with her, and she's had enough. And he's in trouble for harassing her. And the long story short, in a sense, is that he sent her a number of anonymous letters. He's accused of all this, of course. You know, so he's going to have his day in court. But she received a number of anonymous letters. And the one that made headlines was one that looked like it came from a nearby tarot shop. And it got across the message that it was a message, quote-unquote, from his ex-fiancée's late mother, who was imploring her to get back together with him. And the message was a lot like what you would expect someone faking a message from the other side would be like. So it said, you know, the man who sacrificed everything for you, the man who loves you, the man who wanted you to be his wife, and urged her, telling her to call her. All you have to do is call him, it said, in the letter. So, and his defense for all this is, I don't know anything about it. Must have been a friend of ours who's trying to get us back together, which to me is like, who needs friends like that? What kind of friend like that is? You're on trial, man.
But I will tell you, I know somebody that this happened to, for reals.
Really?
And I just talked to her 3 weeks ago. She had never been married. Her mother was in later stages of life, and she was lamenting to her daughter, you know, one of the things I always fear most about passing on is that you're going to be alone. And she kept bringing up a kid, which my friend had known like in third grade or fourth grade. I mean, they knew each other, but they never really dated. And she kept bringing him up going, I kept thinking you'd end up with him. And she was like, yeah, Mom, nice. He was a nice kid, but, you know, that was about it. When her mother died, that guy reached out to her on Facebook. And then what was even weirder, this was really weird, she said when they went, they were putting away some of her things after her mother died, and she found a photo that her mother had found of this woman friend of mine and her fiancé, they've since married, when they were like in third and fourth grade, a picture that she had put in her scrapbook prominently at the end of her life.
Wow.
Now that's just like, that gave her chill. It gave, the way she told it, much better than that, but it was still cool. All right. So speaking of schoolgirls, there's this cool photo. I just saw the headline about this girl that took the photo of Nessie. What's that all about?
I mean, it's pretty straightforward. Young girl, about 12 years old, she was visiting Loch Ness with her family on vacation and snapped a pretty good picture. It's up in the number 2 spot on the coasttocoastam.com website. It's a pretty good picture, and one of the researchers there in Scotland said it's one of the best he's seen in years. And what stood out to me, I thought was interesting, when you're sort of surfing the paranormal news wave like I do, what I thought was fascinating was, you know, we cover all these Nessie sightings throughout the year, and since May, this is the third schoolgirl to have a Nessie sighting this summer. It's really weird, and it got me thinking. I was wondering what that was all about.
Maybe reaching out to the unjaded, reaching out to kids who have an open mind.
That's exactly it. Yeah, that's I think it is. And who else? Adults don't look.
Right. You know? Right. And the kids are looking, and not to mention the kid have a camera in her hand like 24/7 anyway. So she's probably taking 8,000 photos. You know, so then the Scottish hills of heather then bring us into this third story about this heather experience. I did not look at this story. It's at coasttocoastam.com. I saw it in the carousel at the top of the page. But all right, so go ahead and tell me about this.
Okay, now this is my favorite story of the week. This is absolutely mind-bending. An author on Twitter, her name is Summer Heacock. So she told this story. She says, since she was a child, people have continually mistakenly called her Heather, not Summer. And Heacock is her married name, and it has nothing to do with that, right? Because this has been going on since she was like 3 years old.
Right.
So, and it happens so often that she said it happens maybe once a week at least, that people call her Heather. And it's always Heather. It's not some other name. So it became sort of a joke to her, and even not just strangers. Her doctor slips up sometimes and calls her Heather. Her husband sometimes slips up and calls her Heather. So she always just kind of thought it was just a weird thing that happened, you know. Turns out she had been adopted, and shortly before she her new parents, you know, took her in, she stayed for about 6 weeks at a, you know, a facility where they take care of kids before they're adopted. And during that period, she didn't have a name, so they just gave her a random name. She never found out what it was. A couple of weeks ago, she gets a message on social media. Her biological family has found her. And they all get together for a joyous reunion. And while they're all hanging around, she asks, "Hey, did you ever know what my name was during those 6 weeks that I was in that facility before my parents adopted me?" You may have guessed by now what they said.
Yeah. Heather. How spooky.
And amazingly, how they found her was they found her birth certificate, the original birth certificate, name on the thing, Heather.
So creepy, it'll make you weepy, man. I like that. Yeah. That's a great story. And you've got the documentation to prove it, which makes it even better.
Absolutely.
All right, very good. Is that everything then?
That's it, Ian. I'll be back next week with another dispatch from the world of the weird.
I love that. We'll look for you, too, at coasttocoastam.com.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350 plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.